In the weeks since Hurricane Katrina, Americans have debated whether its tragic aftermath is the result of a natural disaster or a series of human failures. But commentator Farah Jasmine Griffin says it's something else entirely.
The history of Black people in the United States is an epic saga of dislocation, dispersal, and dispossession. The Middle Passage, the Underground Railroad, the wanderings of freedmen in search of their families following the Civil War, the Great Migration to northern cities, the devastation of urban renewal. Black Americans have long experienced the instability, insecurity, and disruption that accompany displacement. The current crisis facing Black New Orleanians is the latest chapter in this story. Hurricane Katrina was an act of nature that disrupted many lives, but Hurricane Katrina did not cause this large-scale dispossession. Our society's failure to recognize the basic human rights of poor people is a major cause. Before Katrina, historic and structural intersections of race and class forced thousands upon thousands of Black New Orleanians to live in poverty. They were subjected to inferior schools, inadequate health care and housing, and governmental neglect. They were already the weakest and the most vulnerable when the hurricane hit. And then, as with poor Black communities of the past, they were left in the chaotic whirlwind as others with more resources fled to safety. Still left when the levee, neglected for decades, broke and flooded the city. Left, languishing for days in inhumane and violent conditions before the federal government, their government, responded. Now, a city rich in Black history, a city that gave us Louis Armstrong and Mahalia Jackson, is in ruins. The poverty, the conditions of the Superdome and the Convention Center, the obscene days-long wait for help to arrive, the loss of a cultural legacy, the unidentified dead, all of these constitute violations of basic human rights. Unfortunately, the structural conditions that lay the foundation for the New Orleans catastrophe exist throughout the nation. The U.S. Census Bureau recently reported that the number of Americans living in poverty has risen 17% under the Bush administration. This year's United Nations report on human development asserts that the infant mortality rate in this country has also risen under the current administration. Now, it's the same as Malaysia's. This is the first time in 47 years that the U.S. has experienced a rise in infant mortality rates. Black children in the United States are twice as likely to die as white children before their first birthdays. Indicators like this point to the pitiful state of human rights in the United States. Throughout our history, visionary African Americans, including W.E.B. Du Bois, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King Jr., have insisted that our struggle wasn't just for civil rights, but for human rights. Perhaps now is the time for the concerned and enraged among us to take up this call again in honor of the dead, the despised, the dispersed, and the dispossessed.
Farah Jasmine Griffin is a professor and director of the Institute for Research in African American Studies at Columbia University.